This is Akashvani. The news read by V.C. Pramod. With only 2 days left for campaigning to end for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls, top leaders of political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows in favour of their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi attacked the opposition alliance, alleging that they are involved in nepotism and doing politics of appeasement. While addressing an election rally in Aligarh, Uttar Pradesh yesterday, Mr. Modi said it is high time to eliminate poverty, root out corruption and nepotism in the country. He alleged that the parties like Congress and Samajwadi Party have always done appeasement politics and did nothing for the political, social and economic upliftment of the minorities in the country. On the other hand, BSP Supremo Mayawati attacked the BJP in a political rally in Bulandshahr district yesterday. She alleged that BJP is a party which only does lip service, believes in jumlebazi, and there is no work on the actual ground. Congress in charge of Uttar Pradesh, Avinash Pandey, along with other party functionaries, also held meetings of party workers and conducted door-to-door campaign in Mathura and Fatehpur Sikri areas. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah hit out at the Congress leader P. Chidambaram for a statement that the Citizenship Amendment Act, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Siksha Adhiniyam will be revoked if the Congress comes to power. In a statement yesterday, Mr. Shah said that neither Congress will ever come to power nor these laws enacted for public welfare will ever be revoked. He said these laws empower the common people of the country and protect their rights. Mr. Shah also alleged that Congress only indulges in appeasement politics. A Congress delegation yesterday knocked the door of the Election Commission in connection with the alleged remarks of senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi against a particular community during an election rally in Rajasthan. A party delegation led by senior Congress leader Abhishek Manu Singhvi met the commission in New Delhi and demanded action against him, saying that his remarks are in violation of the Model Code of Conduct. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Singhvi said that the party also filed a complaint for putting up the pictures of the ruling party in many places, including Gujarat, which only talks about religion. President Draupadi Murmu conferred Padma Awards on several eminent personalities during civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. They were awarded for their exceptional and distinguished services. She presented 3 Padma Vibhushan, 8 Padma Bhushan and 55 Padma Shri Awards for the year 2024. President Murmu conferred Padma Vibhushan on former Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu in the field of public affairs, Bharatnatyam dancer Dr. Padma Subramaniam in the field of art and Bindeshwar Pathak posthumously in the field of social work. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a 2-day visit to Uttarakhand starting yesterday. She will grace the convocation ceremony at the prestigious All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Rishikesh, as the chief guest. Amidst her itinerary, there are plans for a rendezvous with representatives of Paramath Ashram in Rishikesh and a serene attendance of the Ganga Aarti in the evening. Tomorrow she will preside as the chief guest of the convocation ceremony of the Indian Forest Service Probationers at FRI in Dehradun. In judo, India's Tulika Mann has been advanced to the semi-finals of the Asian Judo Championships 2024 in Hong Kong, China. The Indian judoka outplayed the top-seeded and the reigning Asia champion Kim Ha-yoon of South Korea in the women's 78-kilogram quarter-final yesterday. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Mumbai Indians by 9 wickets at the Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur last night. Chasing a target of 180, Rajasthan Royals overhauled the target, reaching 183 for the loss of only 1 wicket in 18.4 overs. Opener Yashasvi Jaiswal remained unbeaten with his second IPL 100, scoring 104 runs off 60 balls. Today, Chennai Super Kings will take on Lucknow Super Giants at the M. H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.